This is KCUR 89.3. Bruce Davis is the new president and CEO of Arts KC, the Regional Arts Council, and he's also new to Kansas City. A native of Brooklyn, New York, Davis relocated here about 2 months ago after 30 years in the California Bay Area. He told KCUR's Laura Spencer how he got into arts administration.
I became an accidental executive director through my singing and songwriting. I was on an artist roster in Brooklyn, New York, where I grew up. I didn't know anything about where the money was coming from that paid me to perform in libraries and schools and parks and stuff. And I was performing all original songs. When I moved to San Francisco, I looked for an artist roster for me to be part of, and there wasn't any, believe it or not. So I wound up helping start an arts organization that provided opportunities like the ones I had in New York. And then when the founder left that organization after 3 years, the board asked me to be an executive director. And that was kind of what happened.
When Arts KC was founded almost 20 years ago in 1999, its mission was very much about advocating and promoting the arts. And a lot has changed here in the area since Arts KC was founded. And I'm just wondering, you know, as you're entering this new role, if you see the mission of Arts KC changing or growing.
Well, yeah, I think the mission of all, you know, when you've seen one local arts council, you've seen one local arts council. They're all different. We've got hundreds, probably thousands of donors. We have large foundations, large corporations, but thousands of individuals donating to us through workplace giving campaigns and things like that. And so we distribute that money to, I'm guessing it's over 100 different organizations and individual artists, which I love that part. Funding is oxygen for the arts. It's the air that it breathes. And you want it, you got to support it.
I've heard in the community there's somewhat of an appetite for another Bi-State, another run at Bi-State. And there was the first Bi-State, which funded the renovation of Union Station, and a second Bi-State that was supposed to go for arts and sports that was not supported. And I'm just curious, you know, what your thoughts are on another Bi-State and if what role Arts KC would play in that.
I think the regionalization of the arts and regionalization of support for the arts is important. And if elected officials and funders, if everybody's feeling a really good vibe regionally, then maybe something could happen. But, you know, I'm kind of a passenger on the plane. I'm not flying the plane. I always wear my seatbelt in case any turbulence happens. But I'm sensing that people are feeling really good about the region right now. The economy's up, you know. It's got winning sports teams. It's got great arts organizations of every size. You know, world-class symphony, great small dance companies, great choruses. I mean, it's just wonderful poets and writers and musicians. I mean, I have no idea whether to predict if something was put to the voters that it would pass. But I think there's a energy and a synergy, collaboration, partnerships, and cooperation that certainly possible.
As a musician, is music still part of your life? Is that something that you still do? Or
yeah, I still write. I have lots of half-written songs. And before I moved here in the fall, I went into the studio, did 3 songs. And, you know, I might do another CD. We'll see. I think once a songwriter, always a songwriter.
I got a grant application, gonna put it in the mail. I got a grant application, gonna put it in the mail. Ain't no payroll, ain't no payroll if I fail.